CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Marilyn Brookwood, the author of the new book, The Orphans of Davenport, Eugenics, the Great Depression, and the War Over Children's Intelligence. The controversy in the early part of the 20th century has to do with our children born with the intelligence they'll have their whole lives. And is it important that who their parents are, if their parents are socially unacceptable, does that mean they have low intelligence? What does it mean for child rearing? We go now to a school called eugenics. Eugenicists are present at the presentation by Harold Skeels and the presentation by George Stoddard. Eugenics begins, however, in the 19th century, a man named Francis Galton. Marilyn, who is Francis Galton, and what did he intend by inventing the science or the observation or the cult of eugenics?
Francis Galton is a cousin of Charles Darwin's, and he listened to Darwin's ideas about how evolution changes the species, and he extrapolated from Darwin's information an idea that children inherit from their parents as single traits things like pauperism, sense of humor, criminality, promiscuity, and so on. And Galton put these ideas out into the English intellectual atmosphere, and they were very much believed. He thought that it would be possible to create a society of the able if you kept people with those poor traits from reproducing. And he tried to do that by encouraging people like himself and other prominent people to have more children. Interestingly, Galton didn't have any children, but it didn't really do the trick. And even though he tried to put through some laws for institutionalizing people with poor traits through Parliament, Parliament would not do that for him. Galton died before he saw that his ideas jumped the pond and became institutionalized in the United States in a period around the turn of the century when between 1880 and 1920, about 20 million immigrants arrived in the U.S. And there grew up an objection to these immigrants because they did not meet the standards of intelligence and culture that the United States saw in its future. So they would test immigrants' intelligence. And of course, the immigrants didn't speak much English, so they didn't do very well on the test. Where did they get these tests? In 1916, Lewis Terman had published something he'd been working on for a long time, which was an IQ test. When he started working on this IQ test, he borrowed it from a French psychologist named Binet, but Terman took the test and changed it significantly from what Alfred Binet intended. So Terman said absolutely out in front of the public that he designed this test in order to have an instrument that would decide who should be institutionalized, because to have those people reproducing and having children was dangerous to the American.
In other words, eugenics is their theory of improving, and dysgenics is their theory of damaging the so-called race. These are inexact words that were used 100 years ago, but the language has changed profoundly. We have to be careful. There are other academics who enter into this. However, the IQ test is given to the doughboys who go off to the first war, and it's seen as determinative. Right. I need to go to how it becomes quickly distorted. A man by the name of Laughlin, from Iowa, he's a horse trainer. He's a horse breeder. But he's adopted by the eugenicists and constructs a school, and whereby he can visit his prejudices against all children from the wrong place or the wrong race or the wrong country. Striking to me, Marilyn, is that he's a secret epileptic. And I noted in several of the institutions, they combine epilepsy with feeble-mindedness. And Charles Laughlin, today, I mean, all of a sudden it like solved the crime because the man becomes, someone whose information is used by the worst people on the planet. And he was a secret epileptic.
That's right. So Laughlin, worked at, Cold Spring Harbor Lab, at the Eugenics Records Office, in the early part of the century. And he became the expert in the United States on sterilization and institutionalization of people with what he considered dysgenic traits. He was a eugenicist, and the use of the word dysgenic was really an adjective to describe these kinds of traits were endangering society. And Laughlin was called before the Congress, and he was very influential in the passage of the 1924 Johnson-Reed legislation that limited who could come into the United States.
All right, let's turn back to our heroes, Marilyn. Enough time with the villains here. The book is okay. The Orphans of Davenport, Eugenics, the Great Depression, and the War Over Children's Intelligence. We know way too much about the bad side of eugenics. What we need to learn is how eugenics was smashed by the smart people at Iowa. Marilyn Brookwood is the author. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.